Hi, my name is Ben Hodes, Senior Program Manager for Project Sienna, and today I am very excited to talk to you about a powerful new feature in our Beta 2 release that we think will make the complex world of REST web service APIs approachable to business users. To show you what I mean, I'm going to build a modern, web-aware app using Bing Search and Bing Translator services in just minutes. The app I'd like to build today is going to be a news search app. So I'll type in a topic that I'm interested in, and I'll be able to view a series of news articles for it. So first things first, let's add a label for the title of my app and an input box so I can search for some terms. I'm going to style these. This will be my breaking news app. A little bit bigger there. Lighter. Let's add some color. And I'll just add a default topic to search for here. Next, let's bring this app to life with some REST web services. In Beta 2, in addition to the existing data sources such as Excel and Azure Mobile Services, we've added the ability to connect to a number of REST web services, including Bing, Yammer, Facebook, and more. Today, we're going to use Bing Search, so let's jump in and set that up. To use REST web services, we often will need to supply an account key. For information about how to connect to the Bing Search and to get your necessary account key, you can click on Need Help Connecting to view step-by-step instructions. I've already gone and gotten a key, so I'm going to go and copy it. Paste this in and click Connect. Now that we've connected to the web service, we can see all the functions available to us, and we can click Try It to see a sample of data returned. So what I need to do is first add a gallery to visualize my news results and then populate it with results based on my search terms. I'm going to add a text gallery because I believe I'm going to be reading text mainly. I'll come down here, restyle this a touch. And we're ready for the news results. I'll select the gallery, go down here to items. And to call out to Bing Search is as easy as using a function now that we've imported the REST web service. So I'm going to say that I want to do a Bing search on news. The text I want to pass it is going to be my input text. Text. I'd like to review the results. Sienna automatically tried to guess which fields wanted to be bound to which information. It was close, but I'll just go here and point this to the title, this at the date, and this text down here at the description. We can see as I type an update, the search is called and all my results are updated. Now this is pretty nice, but I also want to add the ability to view these news articles in whatever language I want. And to do that, we're going to use the Bing Translate web service. Just as before, let's add the web service to our document, Bing Translator, and have my keys available here. Paste them in and click Connect. Just as before, we now have a series of functions that we can use, and we can click Try It to see sample data returned. So the first thing I need to do is add a dropdown to select the language I would like to translate into. This will be a Bing Translator call. We see the number of functions available. I'm just going to pick the Speak Languages function. I'll put this over here. These are all the languages I'll be able to translate into. Again, this list coming directly from Bing. And down here, I'll simply select the text. And instead of just viewing the description, let's translate the description. That's the text I want to translate, and I would like to translate it into the language select it in the dropdown. If I'd like to view the different languages, say Spanish, the text is translated. Very nice. But I think I want to add one last bit, which is I don't really like reading the news. I like the news being read to me. To do this, we're going to hook into the Bing Translator Speak functionality. I'll go ahead and add an audio player. Move it over here, resize. And say that the value of this player, the media, is going to be, again, we're going to call out to Bing Web Services. I'm going to use the Speak function, and we're going to pass it our gallery selected body text that's already been translated, and we're going to translate it into the language selected in the dropdown. And now all I have to do is click play to listen to the news.
Las tasas hipotecarias y los mercados cambian constantemente. Estancia 100% actual tomando la hipoteca informes por correo electrónico cada día.
And that's just how approachable it is to create a modern, web-aware app in minutes. Now this is just one of the great new features available in Project Siena Beta 2. So please, download or update your copy of Siena today at aka.ms/getprojectsiena and visit our website for tons more information, sample apps, tutorials, downloads, and more at microsoft.com/projectsiena. Thank you very much.